We had some friends stay with us a month or so ago. They were coming down to visit people in Enfield and actually getting ready to go on a mission to Ecuador. And they phoned up and said, you know, could we stay for a couple of nights? They were going to stay on Friday night and Saturday night. We said, no, that's fine, that's okay. And then suddenly, on the Thursday, we got everything ready, you know, we'd been out and done the shopping and all that sort of stuff. I got a text message Thursday, oh, can we come tonight? Well, you can imagine the panic, can't you? Fortunately, I'd put a large chilli in the crock pot, but we only had two jacket potatoes. So, dear Vivian, my wife, ran down to Sainsbury's to get another couple of jacket potatoes, and fortunately we managed. But wonder if that's ever happened to you. Suddenly you've had somebody turn up unexpected at home. No? No? Yes? Sylvia has, fortunately. There we are, Sylvia.
Well, in the Solomons, we had people turning up unexpectedly all the time. So, on several occasions, people in a passing yacht turned up and waited at the wharf, and sometimes they stayed the night, and sometimes they needed to be fed. And yes, we did put extra in the pot just at that moment.
Anybody else?
A party and lots of friends have turned up. No? Well, I'm surprised because the other thing that happened wasn't last week, it was the week before. Sometimes our eldest son, daughter-in-law and granddaughter come over on a Sunday for lunch, and they normally let us, we say to them, you know, would you like to come to lunch Sunday? And we didn't hear anything, so Vivian and I did our shopping as normal on the Saturday, and there was a really nice small chicken. I thought that would be just right for us because, you know, because we're old people, we have roast on the Sunday. Then I was looking forward to a nice chicken salad for my dinner on Monday. At about 6 or 7 o'clock Saturday night, Matthew phones up. Oh, is it all right if we come for dinner tomorrow? Anyway, we were just finishing our roast chicken. I said to him, oh, by the way, you're eating my dinner for tomorrow. That made him feel really welcome. But I thought I just needed to remind him. We're going to be thinking about an unexpected visitor in our reading this morning. But I remembered a very old advert that was on the telly, and it was on, I think, some years ago, and hopefully we can see it now. I think some of the older members of the congregation may remember it, but hopefully we can see it now. I thought that was really good. That just reminded me of, so when our visitors turned up sort of a day early, rather unexpected, but also it reminds us of the innocence of children, isn't it? How they always seem to let the cat out of the bag. There was no pudding because they'd forgotten that their friends were coming round for dinner, but at least they were fed. I don't know if they still make OXO, do they? Just as well then.